ranked in defense. What are the things that they do well?
They are a very sound defense all across the board. I mean, they've got a lot of really, really good players that are really disciplined and really execute that defensive scheme very well. They're four down front, and they've got some good defensive ends at the point of attack when you run at them, and their strong safeties are good. Obviously, a big hit for them with number 22. But I'll tell you, Rhodes, going against him a couple years ago, he's really come along. I think as a corner, he's really doing well. And Newman is another guy that's a veteran that is, I mean, he's been around forever. I remember going against him a long time ago. And so they're just a really good, sound team. The linebackers, all of them, I mean, they run well, they tackle well, they're just disciplined and just really fundamentally sound.
Blake talked about the meeting with A-Rob and you all together. How did it go and how did it come up and what came out of it?
It was great. It's one of those things. Those guys, they love football. And they really care about each other. They care about the team. And I think that both of them are frustrated, obviously, because they're not getting kind of the numbers that they had last year. And obviously the wins aren't coming. So I think that they feel like they both can help this team so much, but they have to get on the same page. And I think that it's one of those things is the more they talk, the more they're together, I think it's just going to keep their relationship going and allow them to get to where they were last year.
Different to help those guys?
For me, it's like I tell them, I say, guys, I'm not going to stop wanting to call plays so that, Blake, you throw him the ball. I mean, that's the fun part, and that's what we want to see happen. You know, we want those connections to happen. And I think they just got to continue to work and just continue to play. I think both of them press because they care so – I mean, that's the best part about them. It's almost like their biggest weakness. They care so much, and they want to be good so bad, and they want to just take it to another level that it's almost like sometimes they just press it a little too much instead of just playing and just going out there and just doing what they both do well. And I think that's the thing that it's like, hey, guys, just keep on, you know, doing the basics, doing those things, and I think that, it'll continue to come. So, but I'm excited for them. I mean, it's just awesome to be around guys that – They want to work, you know. It's like even just like a meeting like that, like they were both excited for it, you know. I mean, there's nothing negative at all. It's just all positive. And so I think that just watching them and seeing how they work is just great.
As the coach, do you have to make sure they're not getting frustrated at each other?
No, that's not their personalities. That's positive. I mean, that's a really good thing about these two guys is they're both just like, okay, what can I do? And it's all like, it's almost, and once again, that's almost their weakness. Like they both want to overcompensate sometimes instead of doing this or that. So I think that's always the thing that, like, for as a coach, you have to say, hold on, calm down now. They're just going back to fundamentals, our basic stuff, and let's not overthink this thing. Because they're both, they study the game so much, and they, like I said, they want to be great so bad that sometimes they do almost too much instead of just doing the same simple things.
When Blake is pressing during the game, is it a high throw? Is it is he inaccurate? How can you see that?
Gosh, I mean, it's one of those things. It's more when I mean, I don't know if there's something that I'd say is very specific on what it is. I think that Blake is just always kind of, he wants to make a play. And I think that that's when, you know, any quarterback, any player across the league, offensive lineman, anything at all, that if you want to try to overcompensate for something, you're going to get out of your norm. You're going to get out of your true training. And I think that's one of those things you just got to say, hey, just come on back, go through your read, go through your basic stuff, and let's just keep going to work.
Von Miller type guy, but is their pass rush just as dangerous?
I mean, last week's was wild. Sure. I mean, when you look at Von Miller, where 56, I mean, all those 95, I mean, those guys are, I mean, that's something you don't see every day. I mean, that was one of those things. I mean, just the way that they get off the line itself, I mean, it was scary. And I mean, what the offensive line did last week is incredible. I mean, Blake getting sacked only once, and then obviously we had a couple pressures on him. But, I mean, it was awesome. It was really fun to watch those guys execute the plan and how we were going to handle those guys, and I felt like we did a good job on that. You know, each week presents different issues. Every week you go in, you have to devise a whole new plan on how you're going to protect because everybody gives you different things. This team, they are, but for different reasons. From their schematic standpoint, they do some things that kind of challenge you from a philosophical standpoint in protection. And I think that that's one of the things we have to be on point for because it's so different than anything that we face this year. So I think that's kind of the big thing for us is to make sure we communicate and get back to some old basic rules that we've had.
Alvin, do you think TJ will be available for a larger role this week with the ankle?
That I'm not sure. That's obviously day to day. Gus probably can answer that one better for you. I hope so. I don't know. I hope so. I mean, we just kind of go out there and roll.
Let's put it the other way. You are nicked up at tailback right now.
Yes.
Does that limit the stuff you can run, or these guys all have a pretty good grasp of what you're doing?
Me personally, no. I think it just gives – you never want to really – you want to try to do stuff that everybody's good at and everybody's learning, and you don't want the offense – to ever skip a beat. And I think it just gives another guy an opportunity to step up if they can't go in. I mean, last week what D-Rob did was awesome. I mean, Corey got a couple touches. We got Wynn a couple balls. I mean, things like that. I mean, anytime you can get guys more experience and more comfortable out on that field, the better chance you're going to have to be able to get them on the field. And so it's just, you know, it's an opportunity for somebody else.
Nick, going back to the meeting with A-Rob and Bortles, whose brainchild was that? Who wanted to set that up? Did you think it was that you trying to get them together and say, let's –
It was everybody. It was everybody.
Somebody had to say, "Let's do this."
This is the thing. I think that being on the outside looking, obviously as a coach, you develop things. You want things to go on the field. You have ideas. You have all these things. And for me as a coach, you know, it doesn't matter what I see or what I think. It matters what they do out there and how comfortable they are. So I think that you always want as a coach to help those guys get a feel for each other and be on the same page, because the closer they are, the better it's going to be. Not saying that they're not close by any means, but just they both want to be good so bad. Like I was talking about it earlier, it's they want to be great, and they both care about the team. They care about each other. Like they just almost overcompensate because they want to help the other one or do this, and all of a sudden Blake might have a bad ball, and then all of a sudden A-Rob will compensate for that, and then it'll be there. And it's just kind of those inconsistencies, and I think it's just them just getting on the same page and being back to who they were, you know, and I think that that's the thing. And they're still the same guys. It's just that same production and them being on the same page. So it's one of those things. The more that everybody can get together and the more that they can get comfortable, the better they're going to get.
So you called me.
it was all of us together.
You brought up the Wynn Grant opportunities. You had a couple of looks with them. What did you take away from those?
I thought they did good. I mean, D-Rob, I thought was awesome. I mean, it's fun to have Wynn in there. He's got a lot of juice. I mean, he's a fast guy, and anytime you can get him the ball in space, there's gonna be some good things that happen. And I think it just makes the defense have to plan for more people. So I think anything like that, and especially Corey with his speed, you want to see what he can do, and he's got to get some opportunities. So just want to keep on giving them. I mean, they didn't get a ton, so it's hard to kind of evaluate until they gotten more. But it was good to see them out there.
Do you get more stuff added to Sterling each week, the more you learn what he does well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Sterling is really playing well. I mean, there's so many guys. It's funny looking at just kind of day one offense to now this day of offense, kind of where we are, just from the changes we've had at offensive line, the changes we've had at wide receiver, the changes we've had at running back. I mean, the changes at tight ends. I mean, it's crazy. And it's awesome to see these guys step up. And, I mean, Neil is, you know, showing that you have to – you got to cover him. And he's doing a really good job, and I'm excited for him to keep progressing.
You brought up different challenges with the pass rush. How different is Everson Griffin than any other DN that you guys have played so far?
He's a very, very talented guy. He's very good at the point of attack. I mean, he's just, once again, they're all such good all-around players, run and pass. I think that's the thing that you get is that there's just such a sound defense, and their schematics put them in positions to get some one-on-ones and stuff like that. So you just kind of – you got to be cognizant of where that's coming. And him being on the left side, it'll be a good matchup for Beecham. So.
As well as you guys have run the ball the last 5-6 weeks, has that opened stuff up downfield as much as you had hoped, or maybe no?
I think it has. I think anytime you run the ball, I think there's a lot of things that it helps. I think it helps the confidence of the offensive line, helps things down the field. Those things are all there. We just got to capitalize on those opportunities. I think that's really the big thing, is that the opportunities are there. We just got to, you know, grab those.
You had 84 plays last week, none in the red zone. Even though you had the ball a lot, did it just seem like it was a struggle?
It's funny. It's you go and you're pounding it, you're doing everything you want, and there's always a couple hiccups here and there. And I think those are the things that you can't overanalyze, because sometimes there's a couple things that go wrong. There's 11 guys out there going against another 11. And you just got to keep on moving forward and wait for that one to pop, wait for that big play or whatever it might be. But, I mean, I give a lot of credit for those guys for all those plays to execute every single one and still be productive in the run game.
You had 18 third downs.
Yes.
Was that everything you practiced?
Oh, we pretty much unloaded the chamber on that. I mean, we really had a lot of reps on that. We had to come back to a couple calls. And like I said, 18 third downs when that team last week knew that we were probably going to be passing the ball. The fact that the way that they protected, the way that Blake handled it, I mean, it was really good, because, I mean, those are the Super Bowl champs, and they are the Super Bowl champs for a reason. And you could see it on every time they rushed at us. But it was a heck of a challenge.